This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Silicon Valley is a place where people think they can make it big, but for a large group of people who aren't jumping tax brackets in the tech world, Silicon Valley is more familiar as one of the most expensive places to live. For our project with the BBC about paths to prosperity called Six Routes to Riches, Marketplace's David Weinberg brings us this report.
Christine Holst teaches geometry and pre-calculus at Pioneer High School in San Jose, California, the largest city in Silicon Valley. And lately, she's been worried about one of her students, who's really stressed out. He even asked her for advice.
Because I just want my students to do the best that they can do and not comparing each other. But then we live in this area where how do we not compare? How do we not look at the house next to us compared to our own?
You get the sense, just being in Holst's classroom, that she has the ability to make pre-calculus fun. The walls are covered in homemade posters that are part inside joke, part math lesson.
This is where I want to serve the community. And what's sad to me is that I can't serve my community and feel like I can live in my community. I feel like it has to be one or the other.
Holst and her husband, a sound engineer, have a young daughter. They make between $7,000 and $8,000 a month. But that's not nearly enough to buy a home here. Derica Mearns is executive director of Working Partnerships USA, a community labor organization just up the road from Pioneer High School. They recently issued a cost of living report on Silicon Valley.
You need to earn about $140,000 a year to buy a house, a median price house. So home ownership is a real question in the future economy.
A future economy where traditional middle-class families could get squeezed out. Data from the report showed that the vast majority of job growth was at the bottom.
What we know is that for every tech job created, there are four additional jobs in the regional economy created. What's unknown or not talked about is what the quality of those other four jobs are and who gets those jobs.
Christine Holst genuinely loves her job, but her salary isn't enough to have the traditional middle-class life that she expected.
I am very grateful to live in this area. I think it has a lot to offer, but there's not a lot of peace here. And it's not that I need to get away from my job. I love my students and everything, but it's just the pressures of this area to do well and to succeed that I find challenging. And so everywhere were like the Silicon Valley, it would make me sad.
That's an especially harsh reality for Holst, who grew up in the Valley. Her family's here, and she'd like to stay. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.